Today on The Raw Edit, we're hanging out with Ashley Mosier, a senior photographer, educator, and full-on creative magician based in the Midwest. Ashley is known for creating senior sessions that feel fun, effortless, and totally authentic. She's passionate about helping photographers stay creative, build strong client connections, and serve teens in a way that is truly matters. Today, we're diving into everything from creativity ruts to client experience to staying fresh with the next generation. You're going to love this one. So let's get into it.
Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for The Raw Edit.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the questions.
Okay, perfect. So I am a senior photographer. I live in Southeast Missouri in a super, super tiny town. I've been doing photography since 2016, I think it is, and I have two teenage boys. I have one in college and one in eighth grade. We just moved, so that is like the craziness in my life right now. My younger son just started a new school, and so we're adjusting to that new town, the new people in town kind of lifestyle, but we're loving it. Everything's going great, and yeah.
That's awesome. I should tell you, tell everybody how I met Ashley, which was, well, I've followed you forever. Your work is amazing. Anybody that follows you knows that. But you did a workshop in San Antonio, and I came with Kim, and that was really cool, where we had a boy senior, we had a girl senior. Was it just two, Ashley? Do we have?
Yes. Yes.
It was two.
We just had two. I did it a little bit differently for that one by only having two. I wanted to run it like an actual senior session.
Yeah, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was different. Yeah. But San Antonio was awesome.
And you gave us, like, I think it was from you that I learned about Nuuly, which is where you can rent clothes that are kind of fun and trending.
Yes.
And then what was the other thing?
Are you liking it? Do you like Nuuly?
I haven't used it. I mean, I've used it personally, but like for my seniors, I don't really start till June. And so we haven't used it for that. Isabel and I have both used it just for like going on trips and stuff and do like that. And Sarah uses it too now.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. But what is really cool about Ashley is you were a hairdresser, right? Like before you became a photographer. And so you can do your clients' hair and makeup, right?
I mean, yes. Yeah. When I first started, that was kind of a draw, one-stop shop type of thing. I did hair for about 15 years. I did it full-time, and then I did it part-time along with photography for a little while too. But yeah, that's a good tool to have in my kit, I guess, is that I can do all of that. However, I don't do as much of it anymore because it made for such a long day. So I can do it in a pinch. If we ever have a reschedule, I can definitely do it, but I like to not have to do it. So I don't have, you know, that extra 2 hours tacked on to an already really long senior session.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I would feel the same way. We're going to start with some icebreakers. And so I want to know, what's your favorite song right now? What do you have on repeat in your car?
Okay, so this is crazy, but I really don't listen to very much music. I'm more of an audiobook kind of girl. But I'm currently listening to a book called The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, and it's really good. But yeah, I don't know, and I drive in silence a lot too. I know that's bizarre.
Yeah, no, I could see the piece of that, you know, there's always so much chaos, like, you know, it's just to have, I'll pull into my garage and I'll sit there for 10 minutes. Like, I know the minute I go through that door, everything's going to explode. And Wyatt will peek out and be like, what are you doing? I'm like, you know what I'm doing.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh. I do the same thing. Yeah. But I don't listen to much music. I know that's crazy. I listen to music during sessions though. But
I always bring music I love music at sessions. Yeah. Okay. So what, one more random question is there anything you bring in your camera bag that isn't necessarily related to like a lens or a camera that you feel like you need to have at the session?
I carry baby wipes all the time.
Oh, I don't do that. I should do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's always a need for a wipe of some sort. It's crazy. Like you think it would be the case with little kids, but even with seniors, I don't know. It's just, I carry baby wipes. I feel like that's such a mom thing to do though.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You can use them for anything. They're versatile. You can use them virtually for anything.
Baby wipes everywhere all the time.
I love that. All right. I have been fangirling Ashley for like years. Like you are a phenomenal senior photographer. I absolutely love your work. I love just your posing, the way your seniors are styled. Like it is, it's awesome. So let's just get into talking about your photography. And you're really good at creating authentic senior sessions. What is your process? What is it that you go through just to make sure that they show up as themselves?
Right. Yeah. So I think it first of all starts with them being really excited about booking. It seems like most of my clients have followed me since they were allowed to have social media. So, you know, probably like sixth or seventh grade, they've been following me. And I have these young girls who are commenting on posts all the time, like, I can't wait until 2029, you know, when I'm a senior or even later than that. So I think they're already really excited for it just based on that. And it helps too that I live in a small town where I know everybody because my clients, you know, they already know me. So they have been following me for a while. So they're already really excited, even if I don't know them personally. So then they get their session booked and then the excitement is really on. And then we do a pre-session consultation a couple weeks before. And, you know, I used to not do that, but I have found that I think that is what makes the sessions run so smoothly. That's what helps me get to know the seniors before they even walk in my door. That's where we get to talk about what they're going to wear. They get to show me their excitement about their clothes. That's my favorite part too. Just seeing what they're going to wear. I love fashion and I love talking about what locations are going to look good with the outfit. So when they come out of that, I think they're just like ready to go. They feel like they know me. I feel like I know them. So then when they get there for their session, it's like, they can just have fun. They don't have to worry. They're trusting me completely because we've already had that call where, you know, we're getting to meet each other and I can see what their personalities are. So I really think that's mostly how, you know, how it comes about.
Yeah, that's smart to do. I need to start doing that. I don't do that. I know Sarah does it. I do like send me your outfits type things, but I feel like I need to do a Zoom. I feel like that would really, like you said, they can talk to you. We live in a small town too, so it's kind of the same thing. Yes. If I'm shooting them, they already know me. Same with you, Sarah. Speaking of small towns, Ashley, and we've kind of had this conversation, like when you're in a small town, you kind of get stuck with the same locations. There's not a ton of variety, especially if you're downtown. How do you use the same locations but make them feel different for each senior, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it is so hard. And too, when you have a lot of other local photographers who are also using those same locations, it's like you can really feel like you're just doing the same things all the time. I try to shoot at those locations at different times of the day. And you know this about me. I love harsh light. So I used to just shoot like during golden hour in those places and everything was looking the same. But I found that if I would shoot earlier in the day, the light's hitting different. So it automatically makes that place look kind of different. And I love using, like when it's really sunny outside, I love using the shadows that hit that a lot of photographers are terrified of. I love using those to my advantage to just try to give it a completely different look. So that, and standing back, like I get to this location, I'm standing back, I look at everything and be like, okay, let me pretend I've never seen this place before. How is the light hitting right now? How can I pose this girl to get cool angles? So I just try to approach it every time like it's the first time. That's easier said than done, I know, but I mean, you can only do so much when you're shooting in the same locations all the time. And I always tell my clients, if they're worried about shooting in the same place that all these other kids have already shot, I'm like, yeah, but the background really doesn't matter. You are going or what is going to make this so unique. You're going to add the personality to it. That's what really matters.
Yeah. I love that. So Ashley, you said you don't shoot at the same time necessarily golden hour. So do you shoot a golden hour or no? Is it kind of like just whenever works for you?
I do. My shoots are really long. They're usually like 4 hours long. I know people think that's so long, but I just don't like to be in a rush. I like starting that early. Typically we'll start in studio because I like the way the natural light hits earlier in the day in the studio. So we'll start with that. Then we'll move to downtown because I have some building shade. Then we'll head out to more like the golden hour type location. So yeah, I am shooting golden hour for sure, but I just have really long shoots. So I'm able to shoot, you know, the harsh light as well. And that adds so much variety to a gallery.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. How many images are you delivering?
So I only deliver 40. Typically I'm importing, I'm keeping like 600.
Yeah.
So I do multiple culls.
Yeah, because you know, I end up like
so many and then I just have to keep narrowing down. But yeah, I only deliver 40. So it's definitely the best of the best.
Yeah.
How many outfits actually do you ask them to bring?
So previously it has been 4 outfits, but this year I'm changing it and they can do unlimited outfits.
Ooh.
However, I'm putting a time cap on that. The session can only be 4 hours.
Sure. I mean,
if you get into longer than that, that's just exhausting. But I am letting them bring multiple outfits because sometimes, and you all know this, an outfit, just it's just not working like you thought it was going to. And so it's nice to be able to be like, okay, let's pivot. This is not, like, it looks great, but I think we could find something better.
Yeah.
So I like to have backup outfits in that situation. Or if something isn't working, just shoot a few, you know, maybe like 10 minutes in that outfit and then just quickly change. So we'll see how that goes. I'm recommending 4 to 6.
I like that. Yeah, that's kind of what I do. Do you have very many white dresses on the senior girls? Sarah and I always laugh about this.
Really? No, I used to. Almost every single girl has. For a while, I'm like, is there a memo going out that you have to wear a white dress for the senior pictures? Because everybody is wearing one, especially at River Sessions. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's what every girl was wearing. And I actually had a girl message me one time and ask if she had to have a white dress for a River Session. And I'm like, no, please bring something colorful. I love color and I love patterns and I love a white dress too. You can't go wrong. But yeah. No, I really don't get that many.
Yeah, I love that. What is one small detail that you add to your client experience that you think makes a huge impact overall?
I text my clients quite a bit after the pre-session consultation call. So we'll have that call 2 weeks before. I have their phone number. And I don't do Zoom calls. I actually just do FaceTime calls for my consultations. But again, I think that's a small town thing because I do kind of already know most of my clients. Even if I haven't met them personally, I know who they are. So I'm comfortable with giving out my phone number. So after that consultation call, like 2 days before the session, I will text them and just tell them how excited I am. Be like, wow, the weather is going to be fantastic. It's going to be a perfect day for senior pictures. I'm super excited. And then the day of the session, I might text them a few hours before and say, hey, can't wait. I'm so excited. See you guys at 2:00. And then after the session, I might be uploading pictures and text them and be like, hey, you guys are going to love these. They turned out so well. I couldn't be happier. Just little things like that, I think, make a big difference. Just so they know that I'm excited and I care. And I do all that legitimately, too. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I don't have reminders set to remind myself to do that. I mean, it's because I truly am excited about it. So, but I think that makes them feel like I really care about that session and that they're not just a number.
I have a hard time getting them giving me like if it's the parents booking, like the mom, not wanting to give out their phone number. Even if I'm like, you know, really? It's just to send like a reminder, you know, like exactly what you're doing and they don't want to do it. And I'm like, okay. Huh. I mean, that's fine, but I just, interesting, yeah. Right?
That's interesting. I mean, I guess you could send the messages through email, but it just seems like not the same.
No, it's not the same. Not at all.
Yeah. No.
I just like, I don't know, but I love that. That's just like an extra touch that most photographers don't do, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it truly is because I am that excited. I mean, I feel like I have a personal connection to every session because I work hard on, you know, styling it. I don't style my girls. They definitely pick out their own clothes and all that, but I work hard on choosing the right locations to go with the outfits. And, you know, I really do try to make every session unique. So,
are you looking at their outfits, Ashley, before their session? So, you know, kind of what they're coming in?
Yes. So I'm looking at their outfits at their pre-session consultation FaceTime call.
Gotcha.
So they'll bring each one out individually and we will talk about it and I'll suggest any changes I think it needs. And then I'm, you know, on the spot telling them what locations I think are going to look good with that outfit. And I think they like that too, to know that I don't have any preconceived ideas of where we're going to shoot. I mean, I'm literally seeing their outfit and my wheels are turning. Oh, I think this would look very cute in this spot. They like that. It makes it feel more personal. So.
And somehow your girls always have like the cutest outfits. Like we talked about this at the workshop. I'm like, how do you get those girls? Because they're like walking out of a magazine look. I mean, truly, yes. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Like, I do agree. And I think also, I don't know if y'all saw my prom pics or not, but our girls really go above and beyond for prom here too. The girls here and the guys just have really good taste. And I mean, it makes my job a lot easier. I do have times during a consultation where somebody will have outfits that I don't think are going to photograph that well. And then I just tell them what changes I think need to be made. And they're all about it. I mean, everybody wants to have the best outfits and they want my opinions. And I love that because I love the styling aspect. But my clients have very good taste. I am very blessed with that.
Do you have a lot of boys, Ashley, or is it mostly girls?
Yeah, I think half my seniors were boys last year, actually.
And they're still 4 hours? Like, they're cool with that?
The boys are not usually 4 hours. I try to keep a boys session to 2 hours.
Yeah, that's smart.
The boys, you know how boys are. They're not, even if they love photos of themselves, they're still not into it for more than a couple hours.
Yeah.
I think I could do a boys session with 6 outfits. Not that a boy would ever agree to do 6 outfits, but I feel like I could do that in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
They're just so easy. And they're just so chill.
They are.
And I'm a boy mom, you know, so.
Yeah.
I feel like I work with them pretty smoothly.
Let's talk about your editing style, because I feel like you're one of the photographers that when you look, let's say on Instagram, and if I don't see your name, I know it's your picture. Like you have your editing style down. Which is, it's like gorgeous. If people are listening to this and haven't seen it, they need to get on Instagram because it's like next level. How did you land on that? And like for new photographers trying to find their style, do you have any advice to give them?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. That makes me feel really good. Editing is probably my favorite part of the process. I feel like you can make really basic pictures look really over the top with the right edit. So when I first started, which was 2016, 2017, I never know when to say I started because I didn't call myself a photographer for a long time, even though others may have. I'm such an overachiever that I refused to call myself a photographer for quite a while. but the dark and moody was really in style whenever I started. And I was very drawn to that because I love drama. And in those pictures that I was looking up to so much, everybody had on neutral clothes or black, and the edits were very like mossy, I want to say. I don't know. They were just really moody, but I loved it. However, I would put those presets on my photos and I didn't like it. I thought it looked drab, but I still liked that look. So through the years, I've kind of kept a lot of what I really liked about that dark and moody style. Like I would dive into the presets I was using and figure out what it was that I was liking about those and not liking about those, and then kind of making my own based on that. So I was using a lot of those undertones, like the warm undertones of the dark and moody, but sliding all of my color sliders to stay really true to color. Because I like for clothes to look the color that they actually looked, especially for weddings, proms, things like that. But I feel like that's what I was missing about the dark and moody look, was just that pop of color. So yeah, I feel like I just kind of combined the two styles, and using the true color clothing aspect, I think, has kept it a little bit more classic. So parents and grandparents like it better. I think that the seniors themselves like that kind of off color. I don't know that that's the right way to say it, but they like that more trendy edit, but parents and grandparents want that classic look. And I like that too. So yeah, but thank you. And I use Lightroom and Photoshop, and I've been trying to get away from Photoshop for a long time. I wish I could just edit in Lightroom, but gosh, I just can't get away from that finishing punch in Photoshop.
Have you played with Evoto more, Ashley? I know we talked about it at the workshop.
I love Evoto. I use it quite a lot, actually. It's so great for skin, but it's so easy to overdo it with Evoto too.
I agree. Yeah. What was the dehaze thing? There was a trick with dehaze. I've been thinking about that for days now that we talked about when we were editing, and you use it for something that would not be for dehaze.
Gosh, now I can't remember.
And it was when you were editing a picture. It was just like you were going through the picture doing it, and you're like, oh, and I use this, and I probably took notes so I can go back and look at them.
Was I increasing it or decreasing it?
Increasing it, I'm pretty sure.
I was increasing it. I do always increase the dehaze for backlit, but that would make sense, though.
Right. It was something totally like where I was like, I would have never thought of this. I was like, how did you come up with that? And you're like, I was just playing around.
Yeah, now I can't even remember what it was.
I'll have to go back and look because it was really like a good tip.
Yeah. Well, please let me know.
I will.
That's all right. I feel like dehaze gives a little bit more of a pop of color almost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what you're using it for.
I do use it if a girl has, I keep saying girls. I'm not trying to just say girls, boys too. But if they have bruised legs, like excessively bruised legs, I will use dehaze on that a lot. I'll lower it. And man, it helps a lot with that.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, that could have been it.
Something I just like, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of the girls especially will have darker legs than their face because of their makeup. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times rather than raising the exposure on their legs, I'll just use dehaze instead, but decrease it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just that must be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know that that's helpful.
she could probably do the same thing with Evoto, couldn't she? With like, if there was bruises on their legs, because you can do like body blemishes and stuff like that. Because I know when I do track photos with kids and they've got them short shorts on, and you can see some bruising. I use Evoto with that too to help remove some of those body blemishes.
Yeah. I feel like that is one of those things though where it easily becomes too much, and then their leg just looks like too smooth. If you're, I don't know. I've kind of run into that trouble with Evoto, so I will still remove a lot of that in Photoshop before I go into Evoto. But I'm also so just overly crazy about things like that.
Hey photographers, let's talk about the secret sauce for unforgettable travel sessions. It's location and light. You can have the most stunning clients, but if the spot is off or the light is harsh, it's game over. That's where my travel scouting guide comes in. In this freebie, I break down exactly how I find the best locations and plan for perfect lighting every time. From apps like Sun Surveyor to help you track down the sun, to All Trails for uncovering hidden gems, I've done the trial and error so you don't have to. This guide will save you time, energy, and let's face it, stress. Ready to scout like a pro? Grab the freebie using the link in the show notes and let me make your next session your best one yet.
What have you done with your workflow? Have you tried like using Imagine AI for editing or anything like that? What's your workflow look like? I mean, you bring it into Lightroom, you do some base edits, and then do you take it into Photoshop and do like all your action brushes?
Yes, I use Imagine first. So after I cull, I will get down to, you know, I said I send 40. I'll get down to probably like 60 photos that I think are in the running. And I'll send all those to Imagine first. So that's how I get my preset applied, is through that. And then I bring them back into Lightroom. And then I go into Photoshop for skin editing. If I know I'm not going to use Evoto, I'll do skin editing, final action. I do as much as I can in Lightroom, but you know, a lot of things I just prefer Photoshop for. Yeah. So Photoshop and then Evoto, if I'm using Evoto, and then that's it. But oh my gosh, Imagine has saved me. Well, and Evoto have saved me so much time. I think we can all agree to that. I mean, they're amazing. AI is kind of scary, but also very amazing.
Yeah. Definitely I would agree with that.
For sure. But yeah. I have tried outsourcing my editing and I can't do it. I really wish I could. But
I've tried so many times. And I've talked to you about this because I put it in our group chat. I'm like, anybody have any ideas? And everybody's like, no.
I know a lot of people who do outsource their editing and their photos look great. But I feel like when it's your own work, you just see things more. On other people's work, you don't see it. So yes, I'm too much of a control freak to outsource the editing. And I become more picky the longer I go business.
I'll outsource my personal stuff, like my family stuff, and I'm fine with that. But I will not do it for my paint.
Yeah, me too. You know? Me too. I am actually very laid back in my personal life. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a type A as a mom. I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of mom. But when it comes to business, I'm totally type A. It's very interesting. Speaking of that, I was talking to somebody about Enneagrams recently. I'm an Enneagram 3. And she said, you do not seem like an Enneagram 3. I said, well, I think with my work, I'm an Enneagram 3. But with my personal, I'm like a 9. But I love Enneagram.
I'm a 2 wing 3. Sarah, you're a 6, right?
I'm a 6.
I can see that.
Yeah.
What's the one thing, Ashley, that you are really particular about in your editing? Like, I know Kelly, hers is her skin tones. What is yours?
I think I'm most picky about removing distractions. Mm. I spend so much time removing things in backgrounds that probably nobody else would ever notice. Photoshop has the new feature where you can just click one button and it removes wires and cables. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes. You haven't seen that, Kelly?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I just did a grad session today that was downtown. And rather than having to go in by hand and remove power lines that I have removed every single time for years, I can click one button in Photoshop and it removes them. It doesn't always work perfectly, but man, it's like 90% of the time really good.
It's in Photoshop?
Photoshop.
It's in Photoshop. If you click on the Band-Aid tool, it pops up a little box on the top toolbar. And it's called Find Distractions, and it's amazing. So, that's a new little hack that I'm loving. But, removing the background distractions is the bane of my existence. And, of course, I try to shoot where there aren't any distractions. But even, like, spots on the ground, I am removing.
Yeah.
I just feel like those are things that people wouldn't necessarily notice, but they can make the whole photo just look more polished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your background... what you've taught us in the workshop, like really like pulling the background out and making it more of a focal than I used to. I just was not really worried about the background. It adds so much to a picture. And I didn't really realize that until you were editing and kind of showing this stuff, but it really does.
It really does. And I think it creates a little bit more separation too.
Yeah.
Just that little bit of extra contrast by just masking the background and kind of like saturating it a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I am finding myself doing that on pretty much everything now. The editing just keeps getting longer. I'm going backwards.
You've worked with like a lot of seniors now, Ashley. Is there something that every senior, it matters? There's something that matters to every senior versus no matter what the trend is, no matter, you know, if it's been 5 years, that just is consistent across the bar?
Yeah, I mean, I think they all just want to look good. They don't care about trends. They don't care about editing even as much as we think. They just want to look good. I mean, to me, they don't really care about much of anything else. They just want to look like their best selves. That may be such a generic answer to that question, but I mean, that's just what pops into my head. They truly don't care about a lot of the things that we get wrapped up in and care about. They just want to look and feel pretty. So I always remind myself of that.
Yeah, I would have to agree. The seniors, they just, I don't think they care about trends, to be honest with you. I mean, I think they do, but when it comes to their senior pictures, I feel like they just want to be the most confident, I almost want to say power, like they want to feel empowered during their session. Cause I have a lot of seniors who come to me who will see images of other seniors and they want that, but they don't think they can have that. And I love lifting them up. And eventually, halfway through their session, I love watching them like turn the corner and be the most powerful person. And then that's when I love to turn the camera and go, dude, look what you just did. Like, I love that. I love yes. just empowering those seniors just to be them confident themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I love showing them the back of the camera. Some photographers don't do that, but I mean, I feel like I'm doing it constantly. I always ask first and make sure they want to see it because, you know, some people want to just be completely surprised. So I don't ever want to ruin that for them if that's how they want it to be. But I love showing them the back of the camera and being like, this is what you look like right now. And, you know, normally I'm sure you all have had the same experience. They can't believe that's them.
Yeah.
And then it's like a whole new confidence after that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I use it for is I like to turn it around and say, girl, look at this. You're instead of me just saying, oh my God, these are so beautiful. Turn it around and say, oh my God, this is my favorite. And then all of a sudden their level, just, they just took it up a notch. Like then they show up just a little bit more confident. And that's when, like I said, they turn the corner. I love that.
Yeah.
When you can see that.
Seniors are so fun too versus families or newborns or anything like that. I mean, seniors, they like the way they look. They haven't hit the, they haven't hit the age yet where they're so critical of everything. But I mean, that's what I love so much about working with seniors in general is just how excited they are.
Yeah. They want to be there.
They do.
What do you guys do when you have a senior boy that does not want to smile? I keep coming across this and I know they must smile. Like they must laugh. They must hang out with their friends and they're giving you nothing. Like,
yeah,
I
get so much of that too. And sometimes I feel like it's because they're self-conscious of their smile for some reason, but I'm not a funny person. I'm horrible at making people laugh. That's why I don't work with kids. I'm not funny. And, I don't even know. I just let them not smile typically or hope that the mom's in the background and we'll do or say something to make them smile because of course moms want smiling pictures of their boys. But yeah, it's so hard whenever it's like that. And it's so hard to get variety too when they don't want to smile.
I try to say something to mom when we're maybe leaving location and the senior's not there. I'll be like, just so you know, I'm not getting smiling pictures and maybe this is how he is all the time and you guys are fine with that. But if you're not, I need to know now because sometimes they're totally fine with it. And other times they want smiles. You know,
yeah. So how do you feel like the moms usually respond? Do you think they're fine with it or?
I think it's 50-50. Some are fine. And then the other ones literally get in the car with them and they're like, you better start smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will try to say things like, oh, I'm going to force you to laugh out loud right now to make you smile. And sometimes that'll just automatically make them laugh, but that's good for like one time and then it doesn't work again. But yeah, boys are just a whole different thing. And sometimes I will talk to the mom beforehand too and be like, how do you think he's going to be? Like, does he want to bring a friend? Sometimes like if they bring a friend or a girlfriend or something, that will bring out the smiles. And some moms know that though. So they'll bring the girlfriend just so she can make him smile. I kind of like it when they do that.
I have one picture. I was on a travel session and he was smiling. He really was. But his girlfriend, she did travel session too, but she wasn't there. And the dad said something said her name and his face just lit up. And I got the picture and I sent it to his girlfriend. And I said, we were telling Maya that I was like, when you were looking through his pictures, we told her the scenario. I said, do you know which picture it was? And she's like, oh yeah, I know exactly which one it was.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Like just how a thought can change their whole, you know?
Yes. And it's so funny. Speaking of that, I love looking back at a session, even from like 3 or 4 years ago, and you can look at the pictures and remember what the conversation was during so many of those pictures based on what their facial expression is.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. And like when I look at my son Landon's senior pictures, it's the same way. I didn't take his pictures, but I look at those and I can remember exactly what was happening during that time. So I think that's cool.
Oh, speaking of, now that you were talking about your son, you went and did a workshop. Was it a day shop workshop? What do you call it, Ashley, with that? The lights, and it looked like high end fashion.
Yes. I did that with Jay Mayhew. in St. Louis. And I did that. I still love natural lights. I will always be a natural light person. But on cloudy days, you know, I love harsh light so much. Mm-hmm. And I love using light to create variety. And on cloudy days, you can't do that. Like, you don't have that option. And so I decided to do the artificial light workshop so that I could introduce some of that. I wanted to learn how to recreate my harsh light in studio photos, like where you can see the window panes on their face and things mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. I have so many girls who want that look, but if it's cloudy, I can't do that look. So that is the main reason I took that. And I learned so much. I actually haven't tried it yet. I took that workshop in February and I bought all the equipment. It has all been in for like 2 weeks now and I have not gotten it out and tried it. And I'm kind of scared.
Did you take notes, Ashley? Or do you just remember? Okay. I was like, I would never
remember. I took notes. Yeah. And I took pullback photos of the setups so I could remember. You know, you always think during the time that you're going to remember something, but then you don't later.
Yeah.
So I felt really confident there that day shooting in her setup with her kind of controlling everything. I thought, oh gosh, this is so much easier than I thought it was, but I haven't tried it myself yet. So who knows how that's going to go, but I am excited about being able to offer that. And since we moved, I had to get a different studio space. It does not have the large windows that I had in my studio before. So I know I'm going to have to supplement with some artificial light. So I am really glad that I did that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just fun to do something different too. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that.
I know, like, photographers in Texas, especially like in-home photographers, they won't shoot if it's cloudy out. They'll just say, let's pick another day. But in the right. Midwest, you don't have that luxury. It's mostly 50-50. No. And if you waited for a nice day, it's probably going to be 20-mile-an-hour winds on top of that. And yes. I don't know why those two go hand in hand, but they do in North Dakota. And okay. So you just have to, right? Yeah. You just have to roll with it.
Yeah. And like the photographers in California never have to deal with rain.
Right.
I was talking to mm-hmm. somebody out there about what they do if it rains. They're like, well, it doesn't rain here. And if it does rain, it's like 15 minutes and then it's done. And then we just go back to normal shooting. Like, I cannot even imagine how awesome that would be.
I know.
I think yeah. I had like 13 or 14 rain reschedules last year in the first, I mean, just in like the beginning of summer, it was insane.
Wow. How many seniors do you, yeah. How many seniors do you photograph, Ashley? A year.
On average, about 50 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So that would be between June and November.
So what
this
do you
year,
do?
Everybody wants summer is crazy.
How do you schedule that so that you've got that flexibility for weather?
I schedule typically 2 per week in all of June through the end of November. And so, I mean, if I'm only shooting 2 per week, that gives me a lot of wiggle room on reschedules. What gets tricky is after school starts and if they're involved in a lot of sports, you know, then that's tough. And then we have to look into Thanksgiving break or even pushing back in December. But yeah, I actually, for this coming year, I think I have 42. My goal was to take 25. I was really going to cut down. And I ended up with, I think, 42. Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We were only going to do 25 and you ended up in 48. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Girl. It's just, I know. And it is small town living, knowing everybody. All of, you know, my friends are mostly my age and we all have kids in that age range. I mean, how do you say no to people who you've known for your whole entire life and you've watched their kids grow up and it's like you have that personal connection. So it's, I mean, I have shot 60 before. That was my most. I'll never do that again. So 42 seems like way easy compared to that.
You must have one package, right, Ashley? If you're doing 4 hours or, you know,
I have
so that
two packages.
You do.
Yeah. I used to have 3. I've tried to streamline down to 2. So my 2-hour one is 3 outfits and they have to all be in like a close location, a close proximity to each other location wise. Mm-hmm. I'll drive only 15 minutes between locations. And then the larger package is the unlimited outfits. That's up to 4 hours. And the locations, I'll drive an hour for those. But after we get there, they'll all have to be kind of close. And if they do want locations that are further apart, then we do a little bit longer day and they pay a little bit extra for that. But yeah, two packages. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just more simple. I learned so much when Landon was a senior and I was shopping for senior pictures. I found that I just wanted simple. And the photographer who we went to had one package and I loved that. I didn't have to make a choice. It was great.
Do you have people buy a lot of product then too, Ashley, or do they typically just do that on their own?
I do have quite a few people buy product. In fact, I just got a pretty large print order recently from a shopping cart in a gallery. And, that was amazing. A lot of my clients never print their photos, you know. I used to offer packages that included the prints, and I loved doing that because I loved knowing that everybody was getting photos printed. I was forcing them to, but I kind of got tired of chasing people for print orders, and so I ended up taking that out. I do think most of my clients do print their photos. Even if they don't order them through me, I think most are printing. But I do get quite a few print orders as well. Especially albums. I did an album sale for Black Friday this year, and I think I had 30 album orders. So that was awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was really, really busy during that week making albums, but I love knowing that they have all their pictures printed. I love knowing that they have been an album. That's so easy for them.
Albums are by far my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's the biggest compliment as a photographer is to print your prints.
Yes.
Get them printed. I don't know how many times parents come back and I'll say, did you print your photos? No, still in the gallery. I'm like, what do you mean? You haven't they just don't print them. And I don't know why.
Yeah. I think it's just, people are so busy. They put that on the back burner. I have a little bit of regret over taking the prints out of my package just because I did have that peace of knowing that they had them. And I mean, if you already have them, you're going to hang them on your walls. But I don't know. It's something I've tossed around a little bit, but I felt bad chasing people for the orders. I felt like I was harassing them, and I don't like feeling like that.
Yeah. One more thing you got to follow up on. Looking back, is there any one mistake that you made early on in your business that you feel that you've learned from or something?
Yes. I think working too much. I went through a period of working too much in the beginning before I set boundaries for myself. I remember I definitely bit off more than I could chew. My business took off pretty quickly. I never had that period of, having to work to get clients. I feel bad even talking about that because I know a lot of people aren't in that situation, but I do think that's kind of a small town thing. I already knew everybody. I already had so many clients whose hair I was doing, who had kids. I don't know. It just gave me kind of an automatic in, I think. But I would take my laptop with me in the car on the way to family vacation and baseball tournaments. And I would sit there and edit for an entire, 12-hour drive. And that doesn't seem like a big deal at the time. You don't feel like you're missing that much. But looking back, I hate that I did that. I feel like, because my boys were little when I started. They were, let's see. I mean, they were 5 and 9, I guess, whenever I started. So they were in that sweet, doing cute things age. And I just feel like I missed so much because I prioritized work. And I think in the beginning, you have to do a lot of that. You have to bust your butt. You have to prove yourself. And that's what I was doing. But gosh, I miss out on so much. So I don't do that stuff anymore. And I think all that is helped by organization, figuring out a good schedule. And you just have to prioritize family over work. So yeah, if I could go back and change anything, that's for sure what it would be. I feel really bad. I have apologized to my kids multiple times over being too wrapped up in work.
And they're probably like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was like, I'm just showing them what hard work is. And I do think there's merit to that, too. But I think there's a happy medium that you have to find.
Yeah, I agree. If you were going to pick one of these, I'm going to throw out creativity, client experience, editing, or workflow. What do you think makes the biggest difference in building a strong photography business? If you had to pick one, what would you pick and why would you pick it?
Yeah, I think client experience is hands down the most important thing. Every testimonial I've ever gotten has talked about that aspect, has talked about how they felt like the process was smooth. They felt like I tried to make the experience unique for them. And I think that will build a business and bring returning clients back to you more than delivering perfect photos any day. Yeah. So I love making it a special experience for them. And I love it when they contact me for college graduation pictures 4 years later, because I know that means they had a great experience. But yeah, I think if you make the experience great and if you make them feel special and beautiful, that's the most important part for sure. Yeah, no, team is a close second for me. Yeah. I do think that editing can make a huge difference. And I think I've gotten a lot of clients because of my editing, because of like the style.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So. Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. You don't do teams though, right, Ashley? You don't do like Sarah and I don't either, but I like to take a picture of like, let's say five girls. I think that's super fun, mm-hmm. but I don't want to build a team to do it. I just want to, you know, like, so prom is fun. You know, if you get a group of girls, or I do competition pictures once a year, and that's fun because I can do a group of girls. But I kind of wish I had something, but not like that big of a thing, if that makes
sense. Model teams seem very intimidating to me. And I know the people who do them absolutely love it. It's not something I have any level of expertise on. I just never had to do it because I did build a business quickly. Yeah. But I think it's great for anyone who's new and needs a way to get exposure and get more clients. I think it's fantastic. But I don't know how these photographers are doing these shoots where they have like 20 girls.
I don't either.
I need to understand the logistics behind that, because I know there's no way I would have time for that. I would have to hire a person to organize like just the model team aspect.
Yeah.
So neither of you have a model team?
Mm-mm. No.
And nobody in this town has one. Honestly, we don't. That's just not a thing here. Never has one.
Nobody in my area has one either. It's not a thing.
Yeah. So maybe if it was a thing, I'd, you know, it'd be different, but
yeah, it seems like the girls have a lot of fun doing those group shoots.
Yeah.
Liz DeVinny, do you all follow Liz DeVinny?
I do. She's in California, right?
Yeah, she's in California. She is such an amazing photographer. I love her work. She did a model team session recently, the one at the diner. Mm. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She has a small model team. I mean, it looked like maybe eight girls. I think that'd be a great number. But yeah, you can see a group of girls together to do that too. But that looked so fun and seriously tempted me on getting a group of girls together for something like that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Totally fun. All right. Do you want to wrap it up? I mean, I don't want to go over. I could talk to Ashley all day, but I want to I value her time too.
We have to ask our one question, Ashley, and I didn't even send this to you, but what's your one like non-negotiable right now? It could be personal, it could be business. Like, for instance, mine would be our cleaner at our house. That is not something I would give up. I don't know. I don't care what the situation was, but that's my non-negotiable at this point in my life. And Sarah is AI.
Yeah. AI. Sarah. Yeah.
Oh gosh, those are both really good ones. I have always said that no matter how hard I have to work, if I have to take extra clients, I will always keep a housekeeper. But you already said that, so I'm not going to use that one. I'm going to say Botox. Okay. Yeah.
I had that done and I looked like I was scowling. And even my son was like, Mom, why do you look like you're mad all the time? And so then I messaged her, because it happened to my mom too. I've only did it once. And she was like, oh, it's this certain muscle. We'll just know not to do it next time. And, she had a whole, like, she knew exactly. And then it was fine afterwards. But I was like.
Yeah, that happened to a friend of mine as well. It has a name. I mean, there's a name for it. Yeah, mine wouldn't be necessarily, like specifically Botox, but just going to the med spa Yeah. Botox is definitely a part of that, but just like skincare treatments, I love that stuff and it makes me feel good. So if I have to, work harder in order to keep up that habit, that's what I'll do.
I want to get one of those. Is it a laser facial? They're super expensive.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm going to get one of those done to get like all the sunspots and like all that stuff taken care of. So
yeah,
that's
on my list. I have that done and it's so bizarre because right after you have it done, all those brown sunspots on your face turn into little flakes and literally fall off your face in flakes.
No.
Really?
Yeah. It is very cool.
I
love sunshine. Like, I love being in the sun. I am never going to not tan my face in the, if I'm out at the river, I'm not a hat girl. I hate wearing hats.
Me too.
They make me like hot and itchy. I'm not doing it. I'm going to get sun on my face. So if I have to go to the place and get that facial, the laser that's expensive done to remove the spots, that's what I'll do. Cause I'm not getting out of the sunshine, but I wear sunscreen. Yeah.
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 Happy medium, you know?
Yeah. I agree. 100%.
Well, yeah, this was amazing, Ashley. Like, seriously, Sarah and I could talk to you for hours because
we could.
Oh, I could talk to you all for hours. I mean, I just love talking about photography. So, yeah.
I was going to ask you, is your workshop filled for June? Did you? Like,
I still have one spot left.
Well, give us the deets on that. What's
yeah? So it's in St. Louis on June 3rd through 5th. And we're staying in an amazing Airbnb right by Tower Grove Park, which is a beautiful area. The shoots that I have planned are awesome. I have two sisters modeling for me. So I have two girls this time.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so the last time I had one, we ran it like an actual senior session. But, you know, I change things every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have two girls so that there could be a less number of photographers working with each one at the same time. They're going to be modeling at the same time, having outfits that are like kind of the same vibe. So, you know, three people can be shooting with one girl and three people can be shooting with the other and then they can kind of swap.
Yeah.
I just thought that would make it more, a little bit more, people could get more photos that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about not having a guy model the next time, but that I changed my mind. We're having a guy model. And it's one of the cutie little boys who I took prom pictures of a couple weeks ago. I am so excited for the St. Louis workshop. And then I think I'm going to go back to San Antonio in October.
Oh, I love San Antonio. It was so cool.
Yeah. I loved it so much. The logistics of it were just really great. Mm-hmm. The Airbnb that we stayed in was awesome. I'll definitely rent that same one again because it was so spacious and nice. And it was so close to... I mean, we could walk to almost everything.
Think we were staying next to somebody famous, right, Ashley? In the Airbnb. We didn't ever figure out who it was, but
no, that bothers me.
Yeah.
Really bothers me. But yeah, no, that was a great place. And that place was designed on an HGTV show. I can't remember if I told you that or not.
Oh, really?
I don't know which show, but it says that on their Airbnb listing. It was designed as part of an HGTV, one of the design shows.
Oh, that's cool.
That is cool.
It was big.
It was two places next door to each other. You could rent one or the other, but I rented both for that. Mm-hmm. And it was just perfect. And the San Antonio weather is pretty predictable during that time of year. That's why I chose Texas.
There was a, what was that? Was it a parade or what was that, Ashley? Why was the Riverwalk full of
chairs? Yeah, it was the Day of the Dead parade.
Mm.
And so
it was kind of good because it made us like work around the chair. Like it felt real. It felt like a real session where you're going to go somewhere and you think you have it all planned out. And then guess what? You don't.
Yeah. I mean, I had just been there the day before and everything was fine. And then we got there and there were like 500 chairs on the sidewalk that we were going to shoot on. So yeah, definitely changed things. But yeah, that was a real world experience. And I felt the same way about my Nashville workshop last year when it rained like the whole time.
Oh,
I mean, that was horrible. I have never been more stressed in my life, but everybody was so nice and understanding. And that is real life. I mean, that's what we have to deal with. Because the rain came out of nowhere. It was not in the forecast. It was a beautiful sunny day. And it just like, it was one of those summertime pop up out of nowhere kind of showers. And It was a gully washer.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, like downtown completely flooded, and it was crazy. So, yeah, just got to deal with those curveballs sometimes.
Are you going to do any type of like studio lighting at your workshop, Ashley, or not?
No, I'm not. Just because, I mean, since I haven't even tried it on my own yet, I have no business teaching anybody else what to do. If I ever find that I get proficient at it, I will definitely add that in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I get really good at it by June, heck, maybe I'll do a little segment. But June is not very, the workshop is like 6 weeks away.
Yeah. It's going to be here before you know it.
Chances of me becoming like really good at it between now and then are not high.
Well, but where does everybody find you, Ashley? Like where, like website, Instagram, where can people find you?
Yeah. So my website is ashleymosier.com and my name is spelled Mosier. It is pronounced Mosier. It's crazy to hear how different people try to pronounce it, but that's my website. And then my Instagram is just at Ashley Mosier Photography. And that's it. I don't do TikTok and I don't do Pinterest or anything like that. So those are my two.
That's awesome. We'll put that in the show notes too.
Yeah,
so that
we will.
Got it.
Awesome.
Download whatever. But thank you, Ashley. This was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you all so much for having me. I loved it. I love both of you. And I think it's cool that you're doing this podcast. And I hate that I can't see your full bodies to see what your complete outfit looks like.
Oh, I wore this at Reset. You saw it. This is the first time I've worn it again.
Yes. Okay. I love that outfit. Yes. It's so springy.
But you got your new belt on. Is that your new belt?
I do. We went to Gucci, Ashley, and I've always wanted to get a belt and a purse. And I got, this is a reversible belt. It turns like to that.
I love that.
I got a little skinny belt and then I got a little red purse. So,
and your nails are really pretty too. Mm-hmm. You got it going on. I love it.
Yeah. She always does. I love it.
I bought your shirt at Marshall's yesterday. I thought it looked vacation-y.
It's cute.
It is cute.
You always look always.
Cuff sleeve. Oh, thank you. I'm feeling very frumpy lately. When we moved, I pared down my closet. I got rid of most of my clothes. I thought, you know what? We're going to simple living. I don't need any of this stuff. And now I feel like I don't have anything. So all I have is like athleisure. I don't have anything cute.
But super cute athleisure. Your outfit at Reset was so cute.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I do have good athleisure because, I mean, I'm always going for comfort. That's all I ever wear. But I really need a few like actual clothes kind of outfits.
Have you ever had your colors done, Ashley?
So I did. Yeah. My mom had it done back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, I did mine. What was it called?
I can't remember. My mom can't either, but she had her little spot she'd carry around. And
I had mine done when I was little. I haven't had it done since. But is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Remember what it was? Were you like
I had like multiple. I'm a very versatile color person. I remember that. Yeah. Like multiple. I mean, I think I was like a fall in a summer, I don't know.
Yeah.
There was only one that didn't work for me, but I can't remember what it was. I do not look good in green or yellow. So.
So she's not serving.
Yeah.
She's serving.
So that must be it.
Yeah.
That must be it. What are you all's colors?
We're both springs, paintbox springs. So like bright.
Oh, so I'm opposite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
They need to bring that back. Is that a thing again?
It is. It's House of Color. And rape you and do the whole thing. And then they have makeup and everything. It's like, I did it online and I was worried because then I started hearing people saying that when they did it online, it wasn't accurate. Of course, I changed all my clothes and I'm like, if this isn't right. And I wouldn't have it done and it was still spring. So thank goodness. But
okay, well, I'm going to do it. Is that like do you pay for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you like two, three, four.
Mine's
$300.
Was $280 something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then she gives you makeup colors and everything too?
Yep. She gives you a swatch. She'll give you a swatch for your spring palette. So you've got that to take shopping. And they have makeup too that you can buy. As a matter of fact, I did it back in February. And then I'm taking my girls to do it this Thursday. It's their birthday gifts. Yeah. Because I'm like, you know what? You can now start shopping with intention. Like, you're young enough. Let's do that now.
Yes.
Let's not wait till you're 40. Yeah.
I am running immediately to Google to look that up right now.
Yeah. It's what, how do you spell the color part? It's different, Sarah. It's like
C-O-L-O-U-R. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
You'll like it. Well, I almost bought into the styling thing.
Oh, I got a stylist.
Okay. I can't remember what it was called, but it was kind of expensive.
Oh, I guess I don't know about that. I have Betsy. She's in Texas. She, like, today we have a Zoom and we'll go over outfits and stuff. But
oh my gosh, I love that.
It's nice.
I want to be the person that does that.
You could totally do that. I could see
you
that.
Could, yeah. I so could see you doing that. Yeah.
Well, I need it done for myself too, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which all is right, funny well, because like, you really good at styling. Liz is really good at styling. And you guys actually like enjoy doing it, you know? Like you can be stylist.
Yeah.
And your seniors reflect that. You can totally see that, you know.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, there are parts of the business that I love, which would be like styling, and parts I don't love, which would be like marketing. Some people love marketing and like can talk about it all day and that's all they want to do. I hate it. It does not bring me joy. Styling brings me joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can tell it. About marketing. Your styling is top notch.
Thank you. Well, and it helps that my girls just have such great wardrobe. So
yeah.
Having like the small town vibe, like it does not feel like small town when the girls. No. Are
out I've lived in the city before, and the city girls were nothing.
Yeah,
like they were just very simple and basic, and didn't care about any of that stuff. It seems like it should be opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right.
It's not. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, I live in an interesting place. And there are a lot of really beautiful girls where I live, too. It's crazy. People always say there's something in the water there. And I mean, I think it's true. So,
I agree. Girls are like models. Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all again so much. Bye.